Thunder Bay. A large corporate donation could accelerate plans to rebuild the playground at Boulevard Lake, bringing a new focus on accessibility and inclusive play. Construction on the new play structure would go forward in 2022 under a proposed agreement with Canadian Tire Charitable Foundation Jumpstart. The charity would provide $750,000 toward an approved design that resembles the Canadian Tire logo, with the city picking up remaining costs estimated at $250,000. City Council will vote on a recommendation from administration to endorse the agreement on Monday. Coun. Andrew Folds, whose current river ward includes the park, is enthusiastic about the proposal, saying it would create a premier urban park and see it built quickly. It appears to be all upside, so I'm pretty excited about it, he said. It's designed to be inclusive, it's designed to challenge young people cognitively and physically. The 11,000-square-foot playground would feature inclusive design elements allowing a full range of abilities and ages to play alongside one another, said Werner Schwarr, supervisor of parks and open space planning with the city. The design emphasizes ground-level activities and wheelchair-friendly surfaces, for example. The current playground at Boulevard Lake is nearing the end of its life and was tentatively planned for replacement in 2023, at an estimated cost of $800,000. With the gift and pre-design from Jumpstart, construction would be accelerated to 2022. The rebuild would have involved a more accessible design, in any case, to comply with the Accessibility for Ontarians with Disabilities Act, AODA, which no longer permits features like raised sand surfaces at new playgrounds. It was in our plans to upgrade it, to be a more inclusive and accessible playground hub for the North End, said Schwarr. We're striving with all of our new playground renovations over the past 5 years, or so, to design for inclusive play, though not to the same extent as what's proposed at Boulevard. For example, the rubber surface included in the Jumpstart design is a premium product, with more accessibility benefits compared to a fiber material the city normally opts for, he said. The charity approached the city with several options for a grant supporting inclusive play, including an accessible play court or outdoor rink. All come with a prescribed size and design. The layout of the playground is basically set by Jumpstart, so it will be in a triangular configuration similar to the logo of Canadian Tire, Schwarr explained. The funding offers a unique opportunity, with benefits that outweigh any concerns over corporate branding in public space, he believes. Because of the amount of assistance here, I don't really see that as an issue, he said. In my opinion, it really isn't that overt. Folds was likewise supportive. They've been very generous, he said. I think the triangle design is something some people will notice, others will not. I do think we need to be mindful of this. However, we have examples of sponsorship of other programs within the city, so this isn't new. The design has been built in other Canadian communities, Schwarr noted, and opens up a new range of possibilities, with funds saved now available for other improvements on site. Those could include adult fitness stations, a beach volleyball court, or accessible beach access, while Folds mentioned the possibility of accelerating plans for an eventual splash pad on site. I think this playground will be another piece of celebrating a park that, in my view, is better than Stanley Park, the councillor said. I mean, how many cities have an urban park like this with a lake in the middle of it? Not many. We're very, very lucky. We need to continue to support it, invest in it, and make sure there's a variety of activities for citizens to enjoy.